Hello, this is Pastor Deborah again, and I'm coming to you with another part, episode, of the Kingdom of Darkness, Spiritual Babylon. We had been working to define and understand who is the king of the Kingdom of Darkness, of Spiritual Babylon. We had discovered it was an archangel named Lucifer, who had perverted in his heart all his gifts from God of creation and had become evil and wicked. Now he became, after all of this, he is called the Great Dragon. So let's pick up first with prayer, and then we'll get into more of his story so you can understand the world, your soul, your actions, your thoughts, what's going on in the world, what's happening in nature, and how it affects nations through you, through the weather, through animals. And you will learn about the two kingdoms here on the planet. Let's open up first with prayer. Dear God of creation, God of all righteousness and justice, continue to teach us through your Spirit, called the Holy Spirit, through words of truth and light, that we may understand our spiritual enemy. Father, you are a warrior, a king, a mighty one. You help us to learn about our spiritual enemy that comes through nature and plants and animals, people, through our thoughts, our emotions, our soul, even our spirit. Father, help us to continue to learn who he is, and about his spiritual kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, through these teachings with Pastor Deborah. Thank you, for we need this information, this light, this knowledge, so that we can understand who we're fighting, what is going on in the world, and how we can overcome him, and how we can push back the kingdom of darkness and bring your kingdom, kingdom of love, joy, and peace, the kingdom of righteousness and justice, the kingdom of agape love, back to ourselves, in our spirit, soul, and physical body, and to all of nature, to the earth, and to all nations. Thank you for helping us to learn and grow in spiritual knowledge and truth. Amen. Lucifer had become Satan, which means the adversary of God, and he was now called the Great Dragon. This was before the earth was created, before there was one human being on it. This were in the days of eternity, ancient eternity. He is now called a Great Dragon. But this Great Dragon, after he had become this powerful, perverted dragon, from Lucifer, a light bearer, which means bearing truth, one who would serve God and God's children, you. He was cast down, thrown down, that the serpent of old, who was called the devil and Satan. Lucifer now was called the great Satan. And he was thrown down, cast down to the earth as lightning. And as I said, he was called the devil man, one who deceives the whole world. That means nature, animals, the weather, environments, and you. That comes out of Revelations 12:9, out of the King James Bible. And here's another Revelations 13:4 scripture for you. I use the King James Bible because there's no interpretation. I have to use the Strong's Concordance and the Webster's Dictionary to help me understand just the meaning of words. And they worship the dragon, this scripture says, which gave power unto the beast. Well, who's the beast? We're going to find out. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? who is able to make war with him. We've got a lot of learning to do. To learn who this Satan is, who the kingdom of darkness, what it is about, and who is this beast now. We will learn as we go. And you might ask yourself this question. What is this guy trying to do down here in this world, on this planet, through these people? Is he real? Does he really exist? Well, I learned, me, Pastor Deborah, he is determined to be as God. God, the great creator of all things. Since he could not take the place of God in the kingdom of heaven, in the spiritual realm, on God's throne in heaven, that's the land, the territory, he decided to have a spiritual throne somewhere. And the earth became his territory because he was thrown down here. God was going to use him to help us, believe it or not. God shows us a very clear picture of what happened to Lucifer. Lucifer's mind became Satan, the adversary of God. His mind had become vain, it's prideful. And he was now living and thinking from his own vanity of his mind. Maybe you've done that. It's all about me, or my family, or my clan, or my religion. Satan's understanding, of course that was a perverted wisdom, had become darkened, meaning not lightened, with God's truth and righteousness and agape love and joy and peace anymore. For he, now called Satan, had become alienated from the life of God, which was his wisdom and his light. Lucifer, who became Satan, became ignorant. And that was in him, in his heart, his mind, and it had become blinded by his own thoughts, of his thoughts, of his desires of brightness. He was the foundation. This darkness was the foundation for Lucifer, who became Satan, to dethrone the God, the Lord of heaven, in his own heart. And lift himself up as Lord. You may have done that yourself. Dethrone the God of creation. And lifted up yourself, your nation, your family, your tribe, your clan, your religion. Or you may have lifted up others. Now Lucifer's heart became blinded by his pride. And he had become numb to all feelings of others. It was only about him. Only his desires and his feelings were the authority, the most important ones. No one else mattered. Selfishness ruled in his heart. Now Lucifer, who was now called Satan, the spiritual adversary of God, was prideful. He was Lord in his own heart, filled with iniquity, that means twisting and perverted thoughts and ideas, filled with violence towards God, the Lord of heaven. Wisdom that he was given was now corrupted. He was now selfish, coveting what was rightfully God's. He turned his perfect ways to ways of lasciviousness, means perversion. The word lasciviousness means, from the Webster's Dictionary, filthy, wantonness, lewd, lustful. I had to look up these words so I would understand when I see people talking, thinking, acting. I knew what that was in their heart. It is an intense longing or craving, intense and unbridled lust. I'm going to bring to you another series about lust in the future. It's excellent. It's an intense desire or need, pleasure or delight. It's a wish, it's your vices. And his heart had become that, so he could now work all uncleanness. The word uncleanness means to be foul in a ceremony, unrighteous, contaminated, defiled by himself and what he does, pollute himself, utterly polluted, religious worship, impurity. And he worked all this uncleanness with greediness. He was coveting, selfishness, for personal gain, without regard for others. He only wanted power. The dragon that was cast down to the earth would build his spiritual kingdom, called the kingdom of darkness, in the hearts of fallen men, who he helped to get kicked out of the Garden of Eden by lying to the woman, to have her look with the lust of her eyes, the lust of her flesh, and use the pride of life. The dragon would be their lord now, out of the garden and into the world of his kingdom. The dragon would be their king and their god of their hearts, their mind, their soul, their spirit. Then he would rule God's world, the earth, through the hearts of his slaves and subjects of the kingdom of darkness. You're probably one of his slaves. You're one of his that he uses against other people and against God himself. This is a mess. And in the next part, we're going to go and learn more about what happened to humanity through this dragon here on planet Earth. And I hope you'll continue to stick with Pastor Deborah and these teachings. You must learn. You have a spiritual enemy. We are in the enemy territory until you can learn to become a king, a mighty king, and take back the kingdom for God. And bring the kingdom of heaven to humanity and nature. So I'll see you on the next video. It should be number 35. Because we're going to go into more of Satan, the king of the kingdom of darkness. All right. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.